Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
Every day is a great day for getting out and enjoying a little Natural North Dakota. But this time of the year is a real treat. The birds are active and warblers are moving through the area. Mammals and other animals are quite active as well. And if you have some woodlands nearby, and most of us do, now's a great time to go explore those woodlands and enjoy the woodland spring wildflowers. There's plenty to observe while walking in the woods, but when it comes to wildflowers, spring and early summer is arguably the best. Most woodland wildflowers will bloom before the trees and shrubs become fully leafed out. After that, most of the later blooming flowers will often be restricted to areas in and near openings in the forest canopy, such as that found along the hiking trails. And there's something special about seeing the spring wildflowers in bloom. You can expect to see several species flowering now or in the near future, but here are a few of the more common and interesting ones. Tall white violet. This violet can be found in woodlands across the state. You'll notice dark lines on the lower petal, which serve as honey guides to assist pollinators to find the nectar. The downy yellow violet is also a common spring woodland violet in the eastern part of the state. Wild lily of the valley, Mayflower or Canada Mayflower, can also be found across the state and, as the name implies, has a resemblance to the domesticated lily of the valley. This species is occasionally sold as a flower for shaded habitats and gardens. False Solomon seal, or false spikenard. A plant closely resembles the true Solomon seal, but produces flowers in a terminal panicle. Both this and the true Solomon seal can be found across most of the state, with the true Solomon seal blooming earlier in June. Nodding trillium has three large leaves. The solitary three-petaled 1 to 2 inch white flower is easy to overlook because it hangs under the leaves and points downward. Look for it in woodlands roughly east of a line from Botno County to Ransom County. Wherever you go, these and other spring wildflowers will make your walk through the woods enjoyable. I've included photographs of these wildflowers along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access it at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.